Hello everyone, this is Andrew Bush from the Random Bush Podcast, and this is your content warning. Some of the material that we're about to discuss, they may be a little bit dirty. It could be of a provocative or, might I say, sexual, say, of some sort of nature of that. So, you know, if you're easily offended and you're just like, I don't like having fun, I don't like things that are exciting, then you probably shouldn't continue listening. But if you are a fun person, if you are a cool cat, keep listening. You might enjoy what you're listening to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bush, and there's no need for me to be jabbering off away. Let's go ahead and get into the show. May I present the Random Bush.
Today's episode is brought to you by Kelvin Ball. Kelvin Ball, because sometimes you gotta make this shit up as you go.
Something I realized about Pornhub.
Okay.
Is
what do you got?
The advertisements on Pornhub.
There's
ads on Pornhub. They're for other porn. Like, it's like another thing where it's like, you enjoying this porn? Look at this porn over here. And they always have like really like terrible like little things where it's like, watch Santa fuck his elves. And they always have that like, you know.
Oh, I always thought those were like video games or something.
Seriously, you can go to Pornhub on Mother's Day and they'll have fucking MILFs getting fucked.
Right, like, that'll be what, like,
yeah,
the,
exactly.
Welcome to MILF Day.
Welcome to MILFs, take it up the ass. Oh,
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Bend over and take it. Yeah. I got a present for you.
Yeah,
ho.
Oh, God. It's always something like that. Right. She's like, oh, jack your lantern off. Happy Halloween. You know what I mean? Bad witches. You know.
Who's going to find my eggs?
Let her ride your broomstick.
Happy Easter, bitches. He's wearing like rabbit ears.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July. Hope it's explosive.
Oh, independence.
Oh, yeah. America.
Freedom fries.
Anyways, yeah, so there's always advertisements on Pornhub.
Okay.
But I realized that I was like, you know, I wonder how much it is to advertise there. And I bet you more people would see it if you advertise there.
It might be
it's
a
gonna
brilliant
happen.
Move.
I'm just wondering
just like
who's going to be the first.
Just like a standard regular product? In between the like, fuck me games, yeah, and the pictures of Marge Simpson,
like, could
fucking
you imagine
somebody?
Like and like they why not use it? Why not be like, hey, like blow your load in style, the new XL7, like, you know what I mean?
No, it should be a product that has go with the flow of
it. Yeah, because here's the thing, like they like if you go to like all of the porn
new
ads that
Levi
are there,
Levi jeans, we use extra space. Yeah.
Machine washable Levi jeans. Feel free to come in your pants.
Our space age lining technology.
Just think about it. The entire point of Pornhub is to get you to jerk off to it. Like, that's what they want you to do.
Is
that.
It?
I think that's the point of porn.
No.
The point of porn is just to turn you on. That's the only reason people make it.
No, you are being perverse. There is a room of porn aficionados.
No,
who
stop
are like,
it.
Look at the curve of her back as she thrusts into that bed. Like,
those guys are the ones who's wrong.
No, you're right.
The ones who are wrong. People who are looking at that sex is like art. They're like, oh my God, the autistic arches of her doggy
people
style.
People tune into Pornhub for all kinds of reasons. It's not just masturbation. You have a problem. Not everything is about masturbation, Andrew.
God.
Sometimes people just want to appreciate the art of lovemaking.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
I don't think people do that.
No,
you
you're
think
totally
people
right.
go.
Absolutely
think,
not.
I'm like, no, I'm calling your bluff on this.
No,
I sat here in silence and thought about it for a good.
I cannot carry
about
that
for 12 seconds. You see how long I waited? I sat back in my chair, crossed my arms, and actually thought about that.
Am I perverse?
You asshole.
I can't believe you were believing me.
It was like, do people really just go on there to be like, study the art of sex?
Well, you know, I bet like 14-year-olds are. Like, okay, all right, like, okay, he's touching that part of her.
So.
And then he's sticking his tongue where?
What's the vagina?
Why am I doing that? I don't want to put my tongue there. Like.
Right.
Oh, and his hand. And the hand. That's where I went wrong. I got to call Susie.
This shit's gotten really weird. No, I'm saying I think the entire point
Where's
of
her hand wrapping around you? What's going on over there? Give me a second camera in here.
Yeah, what's going on? This is low end. The lighting's all weird. I can see how old she really is when the light hits her face on that side. Oh,
this is
God.
So poorly done.
Yeah.
If I was given the shot to set this up, I'm just
all
saying.
Right,
I'd
all
start
right.
with some missionary.
Forget
I'm
this.
Sorry, dolphin style. And then.
Forget this. Both hands back on the keyboard. Who cares?
I don't do internet porn because the keys get too sticky, personally speaking. You just can't press them down anymore.
You don't come there. You come on her side of the bed, don't
right,
you know?
There you go.
Or on the floor.
I run from my office into the bedroom, come on her side of the bed.
Oh, God.
Sometimes she's in it. She's like, what the fuck? I'm reading. I'm like, yeah, that's where I come.
Yep, there's your page. Hope you remember that.
Then I walk away. I come right in her book.
Here's a good point. Just come in her book.
She didn't even see me coming, just running. Vlam!
You're like, what's going on, baby? You're like, hold on. Come in her book.
If you got away with that once, you would be able to do it whenever you wanted. But you'd have to get away with it
coming
once.
Coming in someone's book is unforgivable.
No, no.
Honestly.
Running in and coming on somebody is totally out of control. What the fuck is going on? What was just happening? And what the hell is in your head? You can't just run into a room and come on somebody.
It used to be my favorite parts of grandma's visits. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, I got you again, Graham.
Hey,
it's a crazy game.
My grandfather was an asshole. I'm like, what you doing, son? As soon as I looked up and went, huh?
Oh, right in the eye. Ah. I got you. Now it's you okay. Go get grandma.
Here's the thing. Since he was so old, he more just like smudged it on like a paintbrush. You know how snails leave that trail
more
behind
like a
them? You know when you had too much baking soda and just a little bit of water, and you're like,
that's not good at all. Moving on.
It's like, how dry are you?
Grandpa, drink more water. Holy shit.
How many kidneys have you blown through in the past 4 years?
That's what I think happens to old people. There's no such thing as old people. People just start to forget to drink water, and that happens to them.
Dry up.
Like, over time, they just dry up. Grandpa. People who remember to drink water, there's, like, immortals living in this world. They're keeping their secrets. Like, it's water. I don't know. Don't tell anybody. I just drink water, and I fucking stay alive.
Anyways, they need to advertise on Pornhub, like regular
companies. Okay, yeah, that's how
you
this
buy
started.
Stuff, you know what I mean?
So you mean like regular products, like there's a product for like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
And then there's a product for like a dildo.
Yeah.
And then there's a product for a blender.
Yes.
And then there's a product for...
I would say like a big benefiter of this would probably be like Snapple or something.
Okay.
Think about it. Snapple, it's juice, right? It's refreshing.
Hey,
it's
you good. Need to refresh, huh?
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
a Snapple?
Yeah, exactly.
It does sound good. I could go for a Kiwi Strawberry. Right now,
think about after every time you've ever ejaculated, what do you want first thing? A fucking Snapple. Every time. If someone was like, if I
and we've learned yet another weird secret about Andrew
if
right
I'm
now,
just laying there sweating, like we're in like post coital, like oh,
if you ever
that was
find
so
yourself
wonderful.
In a situation where you've made Andrew like, come, then, get him a Snapple. Then, that's the then, courteous then, thing to do. You now know,
and then he or she rolls over to me and goes, hey, would you like a. Would you like a mango lime? And I'd be like, fuck yeah. Are
you
kidding?
Peach tea?
You want a peach tea?
Yeah. Got a peach tea over there? Oh!
Okay, everyone. Let's gather up. Bring it into a circle. Does everyone have a seat? Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to start by thanking you all for braving the weather and coming out tonight. What we do here is important work, and your commitment to that work, especially on nights like these, empowers and emboldens me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Albert, and I'm a creeper. And I've been the chapter leader of this community's Creepers Anonymous outreach program for the last 12 years. I have personally held these meetings here, in this room, each and every week, once a week for, well, the last 12 years, having only missed once due to a rather extreme case of food poisoning. But that's neither here nor there. As is our tradition here in Creepers Anonymous, we start every meeting with the official Creepers Anonymous pledge. Please stand and remove your hats. Hands over hearts, creepers. I acknowledge that I am a creeper. I don't mean to scare anyone or spread ill content, but I do so through unconscious acts. I acknowledge my look and or style is socially incontestable with the world around me. I acknowledge that my thoughts and often behavior causes me to appear as something I am not. I will strive to practice better habits. I will strive to not be bad guy despite the social belief that I am. I will strive to support my fellow creepers in the act of recognizing the creepy things we do, but do not intend, so that we can all work towards embracing a less creepy future together as individual creepers and as a collective creeper at large. All right, good job, everyone. All right, at the top of every meeting, I'd like to welcome any first-time creepers. Do we have anybody here, a first-time creeper? No. Okay. Well, then, would anyone like to go first? Yes, Carl. Carl, come right on up here. Everyone, let's support Carl with a round of applause.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl.
You're creepy, Carl.
I know. Thank you. So I finally took the plunge this week, and I...
Take your time. You've got this.
I took the plunge, and I shaved my pencil mustache. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Afterwards, I stepped outside to go get the mail, and there was this woman, my neighbor. She was across the street. And we both just stopped and looked at each other. It felt like a thousand years in that moment. And then...
It's okay, Carl. You're among friends.
After what felt like forever, she said, "There's something different about you." And then she smiled and walked away. She smiled at me.
Okay, bring it in, buddy. That is a major milestone. Carl, I want you to look right here. Look me right in my eye. I'm proud of you. Come on, everyone, let's let him hear it.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Good for you, Carl. We have been telling him to shave that silly-looking thing since his first meeting.
Now, Earl, you know it's not so easy to initiate change in your own life. I notice you're still wearing ultra-tight plaid pants.
So what if I am? I find them comfortable. Maybe some of you creepos can't pull off a look as complicated as this.
Earl, please pull your hands out of your pocket. Your pants are far too tight for you to do that.
What? I'm not doing anything!
I know, Earl. We all know you're not doing anything. But that is not the point, is it? We talked about this before.
Yeah.
And what did the group tell you?
It looks like I'm playing with myself, but I'm not playing with myself. They're comfortable pants, and I'm comfortable with my hands in my pockets.
Earl, what's the point of you coming here, man, if you're just gonna pull this crap?
You're right, I know what it looks like. But it's not like I'm doing anything wrong.
You coach the high school girls' basketball team, Earl.
I enjoy high school sports.
And because you enjoy high school sports, while wearing those tight pants with your hands in your pockets on the sidelines, you know exactly what it looks like, Earl. Come on! Your players' parents have requested you be here, Earl. It's my way or the highway. So what's it gonna be, pal?
I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, Earl, you're not. But it looks like you are. And that is the point.
I suppose.
Don't worry, Earl. You're still new here. You'll get it. I won't give up on you. Please take your hands out of your pockets.
Fine.
Would anyone else like to speak?
grocery store the other day.
Okay.
Like, you know, to get groceries or whatnot at Ralph's.
That's what we do at the grocery store. What do you do at the grocery? What are other things do you do at the grocery store?
Well, I mean, I went to the grocery store, and I don't go off. Like, I go maybe once or twice a week. I just go and I get whatever I want, whatever I can carry in my hands. And I don't like getting a cart, because if you get a cart, then you have to.
Do you feel like a cart is a commitment?
A cart is a commitment. You have to put a bunch of stuff in there.
Would you overshop?
I would.
Sometimes I get would. A cart just because I have a
because
backpack.
Then you're just grabbing everything that's on sales. So you're going to have everything that's on sale, putting it in the cart, putting it in the cart, putting it in the cart. That's not what I was there for. I went to the grocery store, and I only wanted one thing, and that one thing was cereal, because I wanted some delicious cereal that I could eat.
But then you got to get milk.
Well, like, then... I can get milk. I can get milk and cereal. I could do that.
But that's two things.
I could do that. Well,
do you need a cart for two things?
No.
Okay.
If I can carry it in my hands, then I'm good.
Gotcha.
Then
all
I can go all the way. I'm going down the aisle, and I'm like, and I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some Lucky Charms.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I'm debating between Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the two greatest cereals. And my deal breaker is, if I can find Lucky Charms that's double marshmallows, the double marshmallow Lucky Charms, that's cool. What I'm getting. Yeah. And as I'm going down, there's a woman in the aisle. There's only one other woman in the aisle with me, and she's like a woman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's this older lady. I'm like, what is she going to get? And she goes and grabs, like, some Bran Cashy something or other,
Something
healthy.
The responsible adult choice.
And that's what I thought. That was the first thought I had. It was like, oh, my God, that's an adult decision. She just made an adult decision. She made it like that. I'm sitting here thinking about Lucky Charms because I want marshmallows.
Right.
I want marshmallows in my milk. I want my pink milk.
Yeah, sure. Who doesn't want the pink milk?
I can't do that. I have to get an adult cereal. I'm an adult, and when I go to check
out...
You
allowed this woman's good choices to influence your bad choices?
Yes!
Well,
and
good
I realized,
for you. All right.
Well, I realized
Andrew's
that...
Andrew's growing up a little bit,
I realized
guys.
That I was like, I need to buy an adult cereal.
Uh-oh.
I still want cereal. I'm going to have to buy an adult cereal.
So and I'm home and cried over a bowl of grape nuts?
I don't know what the hell... Yeah.
There's no fucking marshmallows in this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly! What's a healthy...
I'm going to cover this
they
in
all
cinnamon
suck.
Sugar.
They all suck. Everything... You know how I determined it, too. What's an adult cereal? How do you determine that?
Like, I don't know, it probably has Bran in the name.
Oh, it's simpler than that. Simpler than that.
It doesn't have anything fun. You'd probably rather eat the box.
Like, it's very simple. It doesn't have a cartoon character on it. That's an adult cereal.
No,
you go, it doesn't have a cartoon character on it, therefore it's for adults.
If it's got a picture of fruit on the front of it, it's probably for adults.
Yeah, fruit's fine, but like, and all the ones that say fiber, or good for your heart, or something, you know what I mean?
This helps you poop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Fiber's the worst. And I don't want to get, I'm like, what do I get? What do I get? What do I get? And of course,
why is fiber the worst? Isn't fiber good?
Oh, because I'm regular anyways. It's bad for me. Brand this or Raisin Scoop. Like, they're like the Raisin Brands. Like, the closest thing to, like, an adult cereal. And I'm still kind of, like, going,
That's right on the edge.
Yeah. Well, fruit, just because it has fruit in it doesn't mean that it's not an adult cereal.
No, but that fruit is coated in sugar. Like, it's wearing an armor protection of sugar.
It's a difficult decision to make. How do you make it? Like, how do you, there's no, and what I'm looking for is, what does my cereal say about me? What is the most responsible cereal that I can get? Because they got Cheerios, which, like,
But Cheerios is always a good choice.
Cheerios is the basic choice. And then I'm sitting here going, they need something like, they don't market to adults. Cereals don't market to adults. They just go, like, everything that's fun and exciting is for children.
Because
like, there's no fun adult cereal.
Andrew, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but cereal is for children.
Cereal is for children.
No,
you're serious.
No, no, no,
like, you
no.
really think
no,
that.
No, there are some.
So the
there
fact that I want cereal is just childish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Damn like, it!
Grow the fuck up and have eggs. Make some
pancakes. All I wanted was cereal.
Have a nice quiche.
No, I can't have it.
Well, you can have
marshmallows.
Andrew, nobody's saying you can't have cereal. But if you want cereal, commit. Go ahead. If you want Lucky Charms, buy yourself some fucking Lucky Charms. That lady was the lie. She was telling herself that she was making an adult choice in a child's topic.
Well, could they not make something? Could they not make responsible O's?
Responsible
or so, yeah,
O's.
Like responsible O's, like you know what I mean.
Please
like,
tell me about these responsible O's.
This is just an adult cereal that's like responsible O's, and like the little marshmallow things are all like checkbooks
on the back
and cards.
Of games you can do your taxes.
Yeah, you can do your taxes on the back. I was thinking about one. This is a great idea.
Okay,
so it's like Cheerios, right? But then the marshmallows are little fingers like this, like pointing fingers, and they're like prostate check O's. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So they're
no.
Well, I mean,
I'm not
like,
gonna
they
let
they
my
just
O's
let you know because you got to go and you got to get
the
a prostate.
fingers would be checking the O's.
Yeah, exactly. The fingers would be going.
You know,
into
that
the
sounds
O's
a little innuendo-esque.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
More like the implication of sexual O's.
There's got to be some sort of cereal out there, exclusively for adults that has marshmallows in it.
Even if they're mocking you, even if they're like
you're big fat ugly fatty O's, like, you know what I mean?
Ooh, big fat ugly fatty O's.
Yeah, big fat ugly fatty O's.
Do they have to have an O on the end? Can we just call them big fat fatties?
What is it? Dying O's.
Dying O's. Yeah. You're dying. You might as well enjoy a big full bowl of death.
You're killing yourself cereal. That's what it is. You're killing yourself cereal. No prize inside. Needle. Someone went in and coughed on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of coughing. Ugh.
Yeah. Anyways, so long story short, I ended up compromising getting Cheerios, apple cinnamon Cheerios, which are pretty damn good.
Okay, apple cinnamon Cheerios are delicious. I agree. Mm-hmm. However, you went there for Lucky Charms.
I did.
At the end of the day, you are an adult. Mm-hmm. You have a job. You work very hard at your job. So what I'm saying is the money that you earned is your money. The money you're paying for this cereal with is money you worked hard for. If you want Lucky Charms, you should have some fucking Lucky Charms. It's your money. You can spend on whatever.
Yeah. And you know what? Not only can I have Lucky Charms, Sean, but I can throw out all the little kibbles and bits that are in there.
Sure.
And just marshmallows.
Just the cat food part?
Just the cat food part.
No.
Get rid of the cat food part. No. Get rid of it. Toss it out. Throw it all out. Feed it to a kitty cat. Throw it outside. Get rid of it. Don't have it. Just my marshmallows.
You know what you could do then? Mm-hmm. You could just buy a bag of marshmallows.
No, they don't sell those.
Yeah, marshmallows?
Well,
yeah,
they sell
do.
Marshmallows. But you can't take regular campfire marshmallows and pour them into a bowl and then pour
that's
milk
true.
Over
it's
them.
Not the
same. That's just. Like getting like marshmallows, like I'm gonna go and buy a bag of Peeps, and they'll be like, "What you do? Oh, you celebrate
Easter?
I eat
them as cereal."
I'm like, "Well, I eat them as cereal. This is breakfast for me." Bloop bloop bloop. I'm gonna melt some butter and suck that out of a straw while I'm doing that. Over here, a spoonful of peanut butter. That's dessert.
I think Lucky Charms teaches children a life lesson.
What does it teach them?
Well, because when I was a kid, I would dig out all the little cat food pieces. I'd eat all those first, and then I'd have a bowl full of marshmallows. And
okay.
I would go to a great effort to dig out all these little pieces and get all that out of the way, and it wasn't as enjoyable, but, you know, it was a necessary step. You had to go through that to get to this.
Right.
And then there's like three or four scoops of pure marshmallow pleasure. They've been floating around in milk.
So you eat the kibbles and bits first.
Right.
You
get all that out of the way.
You're having a miserable cereal up until the end.
Exactly. Right. That's and then eventually you realize, fuck, this is my cereal experience. This is 15 minutes of experience. 12 of it, I hardly enjoy it.
That's a life lesson.
Right. That's
it
exactly
really
what
is.
I'm
it's
saying.
A life
and then
lesson.
You get that last 3 minutes. No. You could just eat the cereal.
Yeah.
And like every once in a while, there's a marshmallow to take it up to the next level. It's an overall enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. So I guess the lesson was, don't save all the good up till the end, because what if I were to eat just the kibbles and bits part?
Yeah.
Then have I heart attack.
Find
me dead next
no
to a bowl full of marshmallows.
Oh,
that
my
guy
God.
Did not enjoy
you
his
know
last
that
meal.
Guy had a hat. That's so sad.
Could
you imagine?
Remember, kids, Selfish Unicorn always says,
a penny saved is a penny earned. After all, money doesn't grow on trees. Wait, why did you make that face? Yeah, you, in the second row. Do you know something about money trees? Where are they? Oh, you want to stonewall me. Do you want to find out what a horseshoe tastes like, punk? Tell me where the money trees are!
Hey guys, listen. We're at the end of this show. I think it's been really great so far, but here's the thing. We're gonna have to hop off now. You're gonna have to do something else. Maybe listen to another one of these podcasts. I mean, it's not you though. It's me. I have to go. You're great. You've been great this whole time. It's just I don't know if I can continue like about stuff with you until the next episode. Sorry, I'm just gonna have to see you next week.